Dave, that's just the way things are now. But I don't see how this is my fault. He's your roommate. If I want to relax at night and play video games on the couch in my bra and panties, it shouldn't be a problem. Maybe you should have manned up and told him not to stare. He likes big tits. All men do. What about the time that he put his arm around me as a joke and you just sat there and did nothing? I'm sorry, hun, but your insecurity is a big turnoff. I don't know what it is about him. Is it because he's taller than you or more muscular and well-defined? He's definitely more confident and assertive. If you compare yourself to him, well, there's no comparing you two, is there? You're just a big baby about everything, and, well, he's a man. All man. And I tried to deny my attraction to your roommate. I really did. I was siding with you on everything and being the good girlfriend. I even pretended I didn't notice him shirtless or see his big bulge when he walked around your apartment in the middle of the night like he owned it. I really tried. But remember when you finally got me off with only your cock the other day? Well, maybe I wasn't really thinking of you when it happened. I just couldn't stop thinking about the awful comments you said he made about me. That he wanted to fuck my big tits and slap me around and make me lick his ass. I wonder, did it sound convincing when I told you how outraged I was? I bet you figured I'd ask him to leave this place because you were too much of a sissy to tell him yourself. But that's not exactly what happened, is it? Sure, I was mad, and I walked into his room to find him sitting on the edge of his bed, fresh out of the shower with just a towel around his waist. I'll admit it caught me by surprise. Even if I wanted to scold him, I couldn't. I was just too busy eyeing his wet body and hard abs. Oh, that bulge under his towel. Eventually, I asked him if it was true, all those terrible things that you said he'd said about me. And I told him how offended I was, but he wasn't buying it. He said he noticed me eyeing his body, and that I could do whatever I wanted with him just to get him out of my system. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of offended again by how well he read me, but too turned on not to give in to the opportunity. And I couldn't help myself. I started kissing his chin and neck, and then he helped me lift off my shirt. He wasn't even reacting much, really, which only made me want him more. So I kissed down the beads of wetness on his chest until I was fully on my knees. That's when I noticed that he wasn't even fully hard before. Oh, but he was now. As he sat there, he didn't even have the decency to take his towel off. So, of course, I did it for him. I don't know what came over me. I was greedy. Oh, and I just went in for his cock after a few kisses to his thighs. Oh, babe, as soon as it started, I forgot you existed. I was touching myself, too. It's not my fault. I've never been with an alpha male before. He was just sitting there on the edge of the bed, and I dutifully worshipped him. That's the only way to describe it. It's like I felt I would do anything to impress him. He wasn't like you at all. Just a totally different brand of man. Just licking his balls was hotter than you fucking me as best you could. And I was touching myself like crazy. I know all of this must sound so cruel to you, honey. And I'm sorry. But as much as this hurts you now, that's how good it was for me. I couldn't even concern myself with your feelings. No, don't look so sad. You should be happy for me. I can tell that parts of you are enjoying this. So let me continue, okay? I was licking his cock and so far underneath his balls that eventually he got the message that I wanted to lick his ass. The weird thing is, that's something I never even thought of doing with you. I guess when you brought it up in his comments, it just planted a seed in me. And, well, this part's kind of embarrassing, but I asked him to hold up my hair while I went for it. Oh, and I knew he'd be rough, and oh, he was. It was just perfect. To think just moments before, I was thinking what an asshole he was, and there I was, probing that very asshole with my tongue. I can't believe I enjoyed it. It's still not something I would ever do for a beta male like you. Oh, hun, don't be offended. Fine, fine. Oh, and then I went back to giving him head. Oh, I needed to taste him. I needed to feel worthy of a man like him. Someone who wasn't concerned by the slightest that I should belong to you. Someone who was making me fuck my mouth onto his cock over and over again, just a few paces from the room where my so-called boyfriend was there being a wimp. That's when I realized I hadn't even closed the door. Oh, and I didn't care. In fact, it made me suck him harder, and I actually hoped that the creaking bed springs were loud enough for you to hear. Not like you were going to man up and do anything. We both knew it. Oh, and just that thought alone drove me wild. And I stopped and looked up at him and whispered for him to blow me. And I put his cock back in my mouth and closed my eyes until, well, you definitely heard that. All of his moaning and cursing and groaning as he filled my mouth full of his cum. God. Oh, yes, it was good. I guess I showed him, huh? And you know what I did after all of that? I came right back into your room before I even finished swallowing all of his cum and gave you a deep, long kiss. Do you remember? Oh, God, you kissed me so wildly. I had to wonder if you could taste his cum in my mouth. Either way, I don't think you'll be having any trouble with your roommate from now on. And why's that? Oh, because I'm going to be taking care of your roommate from now on. I think I really do like this new living arrangement.